If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris from the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. We build brand new construction properties for our clients. We build them in the best rental markets in the country that are full service, fully taken care of in the best school districts in the country. And that's why we have so many investors who want to get involved in the American real estate market because it is so good. But anyway, we're going to go through today and explain why it's different than stock investing. So let me just provide some context here. Real estate investing has been a popular form of investing for decades and for good reason. And it's also why many members of Congress, almost every member of Congress, has real estate in their portfolio. So in many ways, real estate offers advantages that the stock investing strategy simply cannot match. So here now are some of the key reasons why real estate investing is often considered to be a better choice than stock investing, particularly in the wake of the 2008 financial collapse, which we will include in this little diatribe here. So first and foremost, real estate is a tangible asset. Unlike stocks, which are essentially just pieces of paper representing ownership in a company, real estate is a physical asset that can be seen, it can be touched. You can go and visit your properties if you like. You can see them anytime. You can talk with your property management team on the phone. Hey, how's my property doing? It's been a brutal winter. Do we need to fix any downspouts or anything like that? No? Good, good. It's tangible. We can go see it. We can touch it. We can see the photos of it. When you own a stock, you cannot. So this tangible quality makes it easier for investors to understand what they're investing in and to feel confident in their investment. And look, you know, I was never the math genius growing up, right? I was a Capricorn and I was a business kind of guy starting businesses, and that's where, and I was energetic, and that's where my focus was. So for me, the stock market and trading options and trading things on margin and all of those things, it just seemed kind of fake to me. Now, look, I know people make money on it. If you're on Wall Street and you do those like high-frequency trades and you're doing them within milliseconds, and yeah, you can make some money. The retail trader, of course, the person who buys stocks on a retail level, gets screwed all the time, right? It's the Wall Street guys with the high fancy computers that have the know, or the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, right, who are able to make these stock trades before everyone else. That's how they make money. So it just never really made sense to me, right? I'm buying paper in a company that I don't own. Okay, and I'm hoping that it will go up in value on what? On a whim? Okay. Great. So for me, real estate always made sense. I lived in a house growing up. You know, I lived in a single family house in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I played in the neighborhood with my friends and they had houses. And I knew that people slept in those houses. It made sense. Additionally, real estate is typically more difficult to manipulate than stocks, since the value of a property is largely determined by factors such as the location, the size, the condition, rather than by financial statements or some sort of market sentiment about a company. In the past few weeks, we've seen all sorts of swings in the stock market as it relates to Amazon and Tesla, back and forth sentiments about, oh, Elon Musk owns Twitter now, and so are his tweets driving sentiment about Tesla? Wait, an electric car company has anything to do with a social media company, and yet that's going to affect my retirement income? Like, right? It makes no sense. But living in a neighborhood, I saw that people needed to live and go to sleep at night in a house. And I could also see that we were in one of the best school districts in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I knew that those houses wouldn't sit on the market for very long because people wanted to be in that school district. And so the market was really driven by the demand and the jobs and what was happening for that particular school district. As long as that stayed on top as a great place for kids to learn, people were going to want to raise their kids in that same neighborhood. It made sense to me. Another advantage of real estate investing is the potential for cash flow. Now, yes, stocks can generate income through dividends, right? This income, though, is not guaranteed and can fluctuate greatly depending on the performance of the company. On the other hand, rental properties can generate a steady stream of income, providing a source of passive income for the investor. Now, this income can help offset the costs of owning and managing the property as well. So Let's say you buy a rental property, you put $50,000 down, okay, 20 to 25% of the property. The bank pays the rest. They're doing an appraisal on the property. They're doing an inspection on the property, and they're going to provide the financing for you to now build wealth. Isn't that amazing? You don't get that in the stock market. And then the tenant living in that property is paying down the principal balance of your mortgage, which is another form or stream of income for you. They're literally lowering your principal balance, increasing your equity position. And the additional cash flow that goes above and beyond the mortgage payment is in your pocket or goes into your bank. So the tenant is actually making you wealthy. Isn't that amazing? No other asset class can do that. And this income can, of course, help offset the cost of owning and managing that property. You're getting the tenant's income living in that great property that you've provided. And it makes it easier for the investor to see a positive return on their investment. It's easy to calculate and track out how this is going to perform over 3, 4, 5 years. You can't do that with a stock. You can guess, but no one has any idea what's going to happen on a stock market or to a particular company, right? What if the CEO gets sick? Look at what just happened to Disney, for crying out loud, right? They literally got rid of their current CEO because they were starting to decline big time. They bring back Bob Iger, and now maybe there's some sentiment change. Things can go. Again, no. With real estate, I'm not worried about whether or not Bob Iger is the CEO of Disney. I'm looking at the consistent cash flow in this neighborhood because a tenant or a family wants to be in the school district to put their kids in that school. So they're going to be there for 5 years in this property. And that's how it works. And then if they want to move out or they decide to move to another town, great. Property management team gets that property cleaned up, turned over, painted, fresh carpet, whatever. In 2-3 weeks, new tenant moves into the property. So I can really track how well this property is going to perform over the next 3 to 4, 5 years. Additionally, real estate offers the potential for long-term appreciation. Now, the stock market can be volatile in the short term. I don't have to tell you that. The value of real estate, though, tends to increase over time as demand for housing increases and the population grows. This means that real estate investments can be held for the long term, allowing investors to take advantage of the appreciation over time and potentially generate a substantial return on their investment. So I'm not talking about San Francisco or Las Vegas appreciation, where you might get into some of these bubble markets where things, you know, get built and there's a lot of craziness. No, I like to invest in boring markets where I'm talking a conservative appreciation of like 5% in these boring markets that you might never even think of in West Texas and Joplin, Missouri, where we're building our properties. These are high demand areas where the moment we have a property available, we have a tenant that wants to move into that property because the jobs are continuing to increase. The crime is low. The demand is off the charts. These are boring. This isn't flashy Las Vegas we're talking about here. But the appreciation in these markets is considerable. And so, of course, it's also a hedge against inflation that you're seeing in the broader marketplace. So while you get this volatility in the stock market, you're getting the appreciation of the asset that you bought in real estate that you just don't get with the stock market. Another key advantage of real estate investing is the potential for leverage. Now, unlike stocks, where the investor typically must pay the full value of the investment upfront, real estate can be purchased with the use of a mortgage. This allows the investor to control a much larger property for a smaller investment, potentially increasing their return. So I can buy this property for 20, 25% down. The bank is carrying the note for the rest of it. And now I own that property, right? I get the full tax benefits of that property. And as I pay down that mortgage, my equity increases. So additionally, the interest paid on a mortgage is also deductible, which can further reduce the cost of your ownership, increasing the overall return on your investment. So in the wake of the 2008 financial collapse, we need to talk about this. The stability, security of real estate investing has become even more appealing because 2023, 2024 is totally different than 2008. The collapse of the housing market then was largely the result of risky lending practices and the proliferation of subprime mortgages, these people getting mortgages that didn't even have jobs. Now, that's all changed because we had a major setback. The value of real estate has largely recovered and exploded, and it's continued to appreciate in the years since that happened. And also, the stock market experienced a significant decline during the financial crisis and has been more volatile in the years since, making it an even riskier investment for many individuals. And I hear all the time people would say, oh, but my stocks bounced back. You know, I had a 401k. Yes, it lost half its value, but after 10 years, it's bounced back. That means you just lost 10 years of potential investing if you had invested in real estate. It would be a game changer. 10 years you just wasted waiting for it to bounce back pre-2008 collapse, that's a disaster. And right now, real estate offers a degree of control and autonomy that's not possible with stocks. And unlike 2008, it's difficult to get a mortgage in 2023 to 2024. We've really tightened lending practices. And of course, you've got to be able to prove income. You've got to be able to prove that you can pay back this loan. Things are much more difficult now. So we don't have the same concerns that we had back in 2008 with all of these subprime loans where people could just get a mortgage without even having a job. With real estate, the investor has the ability to physically inspect and maintain their property as well, making it easier to ensure that it's well-maintained, protected. And you as an investor also have the control over the rental rates and terms. So you can maximize your rental income and your potential return on investment. You can call up your property management company and say, is it time to raise the rent on this particular property? Maybe it is. You know, it's been at a certain rate for a year to 2 years. Should we increase it $300, $400 a month? And you can do that. And that is an incredible return on investment. Oh, I can't wait to tell you about Roan Apparel. I have to tell you, some of my favorite shirts, some of my favorite pants are Roan. And it's so funny. I've been wearing Roan for about, I don't know, almost 3 years now. And then they asked, hey, we want to sponsor your podcast. And I said, what? Are you kidding me? Well, this is a natural fit because I already wear almost all of your clothing already. So huge fans. Men's closets are totally due for a radical reinvention. And Roan has stepped up to the challenge. They have an amazing commuter collection. Now, Roan is spelled R-H-O-N-E. And I want you just to spend some time on their website. And when you do, you're going to get some nice, nice discounts. 20% off your entire order, by the way, if you decide to order something. And I'll give you the code in just a second that you can use. But I just want you to go to their website. Check out their commuter collection. They have the world's most comfortable pants. I love their pants. Their dress shirts are super nice. They have a quarter zips and polos. I really love their polos because, you know, I used to have those like all cotton ones that would shrink up. So I would buy a polo shirt and then I couldn't wear it after it went through the laundry. Not with Roan. I've been wearing their shirts regularly. They never fade. They're just gorgeous. They don't shrink and they've remained the same. And I've been wearing them time and time again. So I think hundreds and hundreds of washes at this point for their clothing. Check them out. I want you to check out their most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to man at the Commuter Collection. It really is for any occasion too. So you need a polo shirt, you need a nice dress shirt. All of it is there inside the Commuter Collection. What's great is it's flexible and breathable enough. So when you're traveling or maybe you got a plane trip and then you got to go right to a meeting or you need a subway ride or a bus ride or you're driving somewhere, you can go right from the transportation right into the meeting and you can feel comfortable. Also, they've got Gold Fusion, which is the anti-odor technology. So it's called odor-free, basically. You'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long on top of that. Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner all together. Wrinkle resistant, wrinkle release technology. Wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products. It's that easy. No need to be ironing the stuff. So I love it. I love how flexible it is. I just love how durable it is and just how great it looks at the end of the day. So right now you can get, you know, try the Commuter Collection. Head to roan.com/real estate and use the promo code real estate. Again, that's roane.com/real estate. Use the promo code real estate to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roan.com/real estate and use the code real estate. It's time to find your corner office comfort. So all of these areas can provide different fluctuations. Perhaps you invested in a more touristy spot, maybe a beach location, and then COVID hit, right? And then, oh my God, now I can't fill up my beach location because no one's traveling. Well, you can offset that by actually having some investments in the markets where we build our properties in some kind of more boring, less flashy areas, like in Lubbock, Texas, or Odessa, Midland, Texas, or Joplin, Missouri, right? Not exactly tourist traps, where you're going in and spending long times on vacation, but it's a great family area, jobs are through the roof, crime is low, and the demographic data is phenomenal, right? And the demand for rentals is off the charts. So you could offset some of the flashier things that you've invested in with some more stable long-term investments. It offers some different areas of fluctuations. This can also help to minimize the overall risk of the portfolio and provide a more stable return on your investment over time. So real estate investing offers a number of advantages over stock investing, including a tangible asset, steady cash flow, long-term appreciation, the tax benefits, the tax shelter, the leverage that you get to use and be able to use some of that equity in order to buy other properties, the stability, the security, the control, the autonomy, and the potential for all this diversification. So both forms have their pros and cons. Real estate can be more attractive for many, and I believe it is for us. And stocks might be easier too. You don't have to qualify for a mortgage and go through that. You can just log on and go to one of those exchanges and start buying up some shares of Coca-Cola and hope that that stock goes up as people drink more sugary drinks. But again, real estate to me is a real long-term wealth building strategy. We've got a whole channel here that can help you get started with real estate investing. But one place I would start is figuring out your financial freedom number. What is the number that it would take in real estate for you to live financially free? Is it 4 properties? Is it 5? Where every month you bring in a steady stream of cash flow that could provide for you and your family? We have a free cheat sheet that I would love for you to download. It's in our description. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. It's totally free. Again, the link is in the description. It's 3 pages. It's totally free, and it will really help you figure your path to financial freedom. We'll see you next time, everyone.